Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department filing federal charges against the man police say stabbed and killed a Ukrainian refugee last month on a light rail train in Charlotte. Arina Sarutska was coming home from work, police say, when DeCarlos Brown allegedly attacked her. Russ Ferguson is the U.S. attorney for the Western District of North Carolina and says the maximum sentence is life in prison.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. It is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Authorities say Brown had a prior arrest record as well as mental health issues. Three military families have filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration and the Department of War banning military hospitals and clinics from providing gender-affirming care for their transgender children. On Wall Street, stocks finishing up today on hopes the Federal Reserve Board may lower interest rates after its meeting next week. This is ABC News. Apple has pulled out and rolled out its latest products and accessories.
Welcome to Apple Park.
Apple CEO Tim Cook pulling the wraps off three new Apple Watches, plus a new pair of earbuds. The new AirPods Pro 3 can now sense your heart rate, with Apple saying the buds can help track up to 50 different workouts. The company also says they're waiting for federal approval on a new sensor for the Apple Watch Series 11. Apple says it can detect hypertension, otherwise known as high blood pressure. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
In California, fire crews continue to battle the Garnet Fire. It's burning in the Sierra National Forest east of Fresno. It's charred about 55,000 acres in that area and 14% contained. It's led to another day of dense smoke and unhealthy air alerts for residents in Central California, along with parts of Nevada. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley officially launched his campaign for governor this morning. He becomes the second Democrat to enter the race after Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek re-election. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who jumped in the race the day after Evers' decision. In his campaign video, Crowley attacked Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying Wisconsin needs to unite and fight back. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are running, while Representative Tom Tiffany is still weighing a bid. In local news, two Green Bay brothers who spent 25 years in prison for a crime DNA evidence later proved they did not commit will have to wait a bit longer to find out if they'll be compensated for that wrongful conviction. No decision was released from the state panel that met this week to review David Bintz's claim for more than $2 million after his conviction for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson was overturned. A decision on a similar claim by his brother, Robert Bintz, has also not been released. With the Packers season off to a winning start, the team's ready to send a winter warning out to Washington for this week's primetime mashup Thursday against the Commanders. The Packers Pro Shop just unveiled a batch of white cheese heads made specifically for this week's game. The team will wear its whiteout uniforms and matching white helmets, and fans are encouraged to unite and wear white to create a blizzard-like effect in the stands. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th-ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country, I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't saying that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but, you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Highs to the upper 70s Thursday. Right now it's 73.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. It's the Rascals. People got to be free. And another chance at free tickets coming up.
All the world over.
Wonder.
because it's coming right on through.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Again, when will our hearts?
3 degrees, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon to you. It is called The Play That Goes Wrong. It is a play within a play. A theater troupe is putting on a murder mystery, a 1920s murder mystery, and everything that could go wrong for them does. And the decisions they make on how to get through it are what brings the comedy to the play that goes wrong. It's being done by Abrams Spotlight Productions. You can get tickets at abramstheater.com. And that's Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, abramstheater.com. Or you can try and text the keyword, or you can text the keyword and try to win a pair of tickets. And that keyword is tickets, T-I-C-K-E-T-S, tickets, plural. Text tickets to 920-588-8957. Again, 588-8957. If you missed the text number, if you can't write it down right now, you can always go to the Civic Media app. Go to WGBW and you can text us right off of the app in case you missed it. Again, tickets is the word.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW. Okay,
let me be your love teddy bear. Pull the chain around. Leave me anywhere. Love me.
A station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM.
I don't
want to
be tight.
Yeah, baby.
I don't want to be a liar. Cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman who be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
He's the king. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Monkees with Valerie.
She sure looks different than the way she looked before. I call her back.
Timeless hits, you'll find them both on 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay, just steps. I was going to say steps from the city deck. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Steps from the city deck, yeah. Where you can get your steps in. Local news update, Charlie Pittman's got that for you.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Charlie Pittman with this local news update. The search for a school superintendent in Green Bay what will be the third in 5 years, is slated to get underway next month. The Green Bay School Board approved a new firm to lead the search at their meeting last night, reports the Press Gazette. CESA 7 will lead the search. They're expected to cost less than $15,000. They also gave some updates on school constructions that are made possible by a referendum last year. More than half of referendum dollars have been bid or contracted. Construction on Washington Middle School is mostly complete, and Star Elementary is starting to take shape. The Westside School was renamed earlier this year for Bart and Cherry Star. If you're in the city of Green Bay, start rounding up your trash now. Next week is one of the city's quarterly overflow collection weeks. That means in addition to what's in your cart, you can also put up to 4 garbage bags of trash on the curb for free collection. That doesn't include appliances, electronics, or construction trash. The Harlem Globetrotters are turning 100. They're coming to Green Bay in December, the start of their centennial season tour. They announced their stops yesterday. They'll be at the Resch Center December 30th. And if you live in De Pere, Friday is the deadline to have a tree planted by the city outside your home. Chances are good it'll be planted if there's space in your parkway and there are no obstructions. You can have your pick of Gladiator Crabapple or Triumph Elm or State Street Maple or 7 other kinds of trees. They're expected to be planted at the end of October. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Highs to the upper 70s Thursday. Right now it's 73.
When the sun comes up, I'll
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Just a few days ago, we lost Mark Fullman, founding member of the Turtles. She'd rather be with me.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be oh my, lucky guy is why I am. Tell you why you'll understand. She don't fly, although she can. Some boys love to run around, they don't think about the things they do. But this boy wants to settle down, and you know he'd rather be with you. Be oh my, lucky guy is what I am. Tell you why you'll understand. She don't fly, but she can.
Cry every night for you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. How close are the Milwaukee Brewers to clinching a postseason berth? More on that coming up.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie, I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's junk band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. So just blow your mind.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love.
I don't care how friendly he is, you should never get into a black sedan with a stranger. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. The Brewers, man, what a great season they have been having. But, of course, we're into September now. We are eyeing that postseason as they sit atop the division. 7.5 games ahead of the Cubs. 17 games, I think, remaining in the season. The good news is, according to FanGraphs, they have a 99.3% chance of winning the division title and clinching a first-round bye in the playoffs. So that's some pretty darn good odds there. And, you know, I think we're looking good. Obviously, we want them to do good beyond that, but you got to get to the postseason first. And for the Brew Crew, it looks like that's definitely going to happen soon. I don't know the exact point, but it's going to depend on, obviously, them winning and the Cubs losing for that clinch to happen.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can also listen to us on the Civic Media app. Download it in your phone's app store. It is free and gives you access to all of our news and sports stations and all that good stuff, including all the awesome music we play right here on 97.9.
News and timeless hits, putting music you like back in your car, and it's free.
When I said it wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to fall. Speak close at hand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court announcing it will hear arguments in the case challenging President Trump's authority on imposing tariffs.
In agreeing to take the case, the high court has set a high-paced schedule for filings ahead of oral argument in early November. In recent weeks, President Trump and his aides have warned of catastrophic consequences for the country if he were to lose the case. But businesses who filed suit say in declaring an emergency to put his tariffs in place, it's Trump who's overstepped. They argue only Congress can impose taxes on imports.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Chief Justice John Roberts issued an